Good morning, everybody. How you feeling? Good? Good. It's a good day to be alive, isn't it? It is, right? It's a good day. That was like three of you that were like, yeah. What about the rest of you? Isn't it a good day to be alive? I mean, what a great time. Man, 2020, it's a good time to be alive. What an amazing year. Isn't it amazing? I mean, we got a pandemic. You're going to be telling that story for the next 15 years, right? It's a good day to be alive. We're in the middle of a pandemic. It's a good day to be alive because Facebook is worse than ever. Isn't it a good day to be alive? I didn't get any amens on that. That's a good day to be alive. Tomorrow, you're going to have to unfriend three additional friends because they gave you anxiety, right, by their posts. It's a good day to be alive, isn't it? And to top it all off, racism is at an all-time high. It's a good day to be alive, isn't it? Oh, dag, I didn't get one on that one. Come on now. Isn't this what you prayed for? Isn't this what you prayed for as a Christian? Anybody pray prayers like this? God, use me. God, I want to be hands and feet. God, show me what you want me to do in the world. I want to find my purpose in the world. Jesus is like, here you go. Here's 2020. Isn't it a good day to be alive? Jesus is answering your prayer. I'm just going to let that sit for a minute. See, for most of us, if you're like me, I'm like, God, use me somewhere that I can choose and it's still really comfortable. That's the kind of use I want to be. I don't know about you. I'm just keeping it real. Like, that's what I want, right? I'm like, Lord, send me to the mission fields of San Diego, California. I want to go minister to the people on the beach who are nice and who are happy because they're in the sun and on the beach. Use me, Lord. And Jesus is like, nope. I want you to do this instead. I was thinking, you know, as we were worshiping, and I often have this thought, but sometimes we sing a lot more courageously than we act, don't we? You know, we're singing about, Lord, you give me the victory. God, you are the one. You impart the seas. And then when it comes to filling the gap, like Jesus, in conversations about things that divide us, all of a sudden we're scared. What happened to the song about parting the sea, and what happened to that? Is that still viable? What happens to us when we leave the sanctuary, go out the door, and lose all of our courage? What happened to that? What happened to the songs about faith and action and deeds? And then we end up right back on social media. Frustrated. We end up in another conversation about something that makes us mad. Again. What happened to all that courage? What happened to all that belief? What happened? It's a good day to be alive. Somebody said reality. Right, yeah. It's true. It's true. Because in here, it feels like a bubble, right? It feels like, oh, yes, Jesus, yeah. Like, we all agree, yeah, good, it's good. And then we get out there, and it's like, oh, my goodness, what is going on in the world? But here's the reality. You are on the earth, and I am on the earth for such a time as this. Did you know that? If not, I want to remind you today, that is no accident that you are alive in 2020 and not in 1816. Every way that you have been designed by the Lord today is for use for his purposes. How you think, where you came from, the color of your skin, your cultural come from, everything is to be used in his hands. This is what we pray for. This is go time, people of God. This is go time. It's everything we ever wished we could have. Us showing up in dark places to bring light. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, you know, light doesn't need more light. Light shines the brightest in darkness, right? And there are places right now in the world that are pretty dark. Forget the world. There are places in our country right now that are very dark. Wait, hold on, forget the country. There are places in your neighborhood right now that are very dark. There's always somewhere that you can shine the light of Jesus, because if you know him, we are carriers of that light. So if we don't do it, who's gonna do it? Who are we waiting on? That's my question. Who are we waiting on? It's our responsibility. It's everything we pray for. It's kind of like this. I was sharing this with some people this weekend. You know how, you know, for some of you, if you're not old enough to do this yet, I get it, but you'll still get the analogy. But if you, like, somebody in your house turns on the crock pot, and they throw in, like, the chicken and the potatoes and everything, and there's this crock pot, and then people leave, and you come back later in the day, and you open the front door, and it's like, yeah, right? You're, like, looking forward to dinner, and it's 3 p.m., you know? Right? But you know that aroma, right? That smell. And then you go in there and you act like nobody's looking and you go, take off the lid just because you want to smell it even more. And you take off the lid and you're like, oh, yeah. The Bible talks about the believers being the aroma of Christ. I think that's kind of what he was talking about. Not that we would always smell like chicken, because that's weird. But, you know, that we would be this aroma. That is fantastic. But our part in this is, what kind of aroma do you want to be? What kind of aroma does Grace Covenant Church want to be? Because right now, a good question to ask is, the lid has been taken off. What do we smell like? When people think about Christians right now, Jesus people, in the midst of the biggest divides, do they go, ah? Does that sound like the American church for you right now, as a whole? Not me. Maybe pockets, but not as a whole, right? Not as a whole. What happened? When did we lose our confidence? When did we give up when we got our hand slapped in a conversation? When did we stop persisting? When did we stop leaning into the deeds that are connected to our faith? Because, you know, faith without works is dead. What happened? What happened to us being gap fillers? Because I think we've been in the crock pot for a while, waiting for our moment. And this is it. This is it. Right? You may have thought other moments were, and maybe they were too, but I guarantee you this is it too. This is it. You know, we have a beautiful way to spend our energy. Jesus in John chapter 6 says, spend your energy seeking the eternal life that God gives. We all have the same amount of time and the same amount of energy. The question is, how will we decide to spend it? If you have 5 minutes during a day, you could spend 5 minutes bringing more anxiety to your friends on social media, or you can spend 5 minutes making a call and making and breathing light into someone's world. Which one? It's your choice. Right? Think about if Jesus people, all of us collectively, not just the awesome people at Grace Covenant, right? But all of us collectively, if we leaned into our calling like we were supposed to, think about the light and the peace that would come right now in the middle of gaps. Because the question is, every day when we step into these things, when we step into a gap, are we going to make it wider Or are we going to close it up more? And the beautiful and terrifying truth is that we get to decide. That is beautiful and terrifying, isn't it? But that's what's real. Some of our biggest gaps right now, not only how we perceive the pandemic that we're going through, how we're going to feel about the election that's coming up, and all the racial tension that's happening in the world. The way that God has asked us to handle it is the same. And it's the same as it's always been. Like, nothing's changed. How Scripture says that we are to engage in unity is the same. And if you didn't know it, I'm going to share it with you this morning that there is a how of unity. There is a how. And it doesn't look like what we currently see from an unbelieving world. Let me say that again. It does not look like what we currently see from an unbelieving world. And we need to stay aware, people of God, that we are not taking our cues from a world that does not know God. That we are not taking our cues from news cycles that don't have any interest in bringing the character of Christ, no matter what your news cycle is, okay? We have to be aware the things that we are choosing, are they of Jesus? Are they of God? So what does God have to say about this? Here's the how of unity. And let me be clear, when I'm saying unity, I don't mean sameness. Those are two different things. Unity and sameness are completely different. I like to use the analogy of unity is more of a stew. Sameness is more of a fondue. Sameness, everything, no matter what you put in it, it comes out looking like cheese or chocolate. And don't get me wrong, I like a good piece of pineapple and some chocolate and a chocolate fountain, right? But unity, the kind of unity that the Bible even talks about, is where you open that thing up and you can still see everything in its unique individual space, in its unique culture, if you will, its unique form. But when it comes together as one, it is the aroma of something wonderful. That's what unity means. Here's the how of unity. I'm going to take you to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. And I want to encourage you, if this scripture speaks to you, spend 3 months in it. Spend 3 months. Like, I know Pastor Merle gives you great sermons every week and new scriptures every week. And he's awesome. He's a great communicator. But say, thanks, Pastor Merle, but I'm going to stay right here in Ephesians chapter 4. All right? For 3 months, I challenge you, 3 months, stay in the scripture. Here's what it says. Paul says, therefore, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you. I beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Take that with you today. You have been called. If you were wondering, yes is the answer. It's right there. You have been called by God. In verse 2, he says, always be humble. Wait a minute, Lord. You mean when we're talking about racial tensions? Yep. Yep. You mean when I'm talking about politics with my friends? Yup. I swear it's there. Y'all reading too, right? Like, it's there. I'm not making this up. Okay, I just want to make sure. It's not coming out of my head. I'm not making this up. It's literally right here, okay? So that's why we can stand on it. Always be humble, and then it gets better. And gentle. What? No. No. You mean on social media too? Yeah. Yep. Yeah, always means always. Like, we want to say, you know, I can do all things in through Christ who strengthens me. But then when the Bible says stuff like do this always, we're like, I don't know about that. Give me the blessing, but don't give me the work. Maybe I'm talking about myself. I don't know. Okay, let's keep going. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. Making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Whew. Verse 3, it gets worse. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. You mean fluffy peace? Yeah, it's a binding agent. Holds it things together. And then he says in verse 4, for there is one body, one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. The Word of God. Spend 3 months there. But make the decision today who you will be. Who will you be the next time something erupts in the country that is connected to culture as it relates to ethnicity? Who will you be? What kind of person are you going to decide you will be today? Because you get to decide. You get to decide. If you're full of light, you have made that decision. If you are full of as much darkness as an unbelieving world, make no mistake about it, you have made that decision. It's your decision. Who will we emulate? Do we want to look more like an unbelieving world, or do we want to look more like our God? You get to choose. Isn't that awesome? Beautiful and terrifying, just like everything else. Right? Like, we get to choose. We can't blame God for darkness that happens to come out. We can't blame him because he's in fullness light. But this is the how of unity. This is the how towards racial healing. This is the how. No matter what, where we come from, no matter what people group we come from, no matter what culture we come from, this is the call of God. And when we signed on the dotted line to follow Jesus, all bets are off now. This is what he said, so let's do them. Right? Y'all, I know it's hard. It's hard. It is hard to do this, particularly when, you know, somebody keeps crossing a line with you, particularly if it's related to your culture, and you're like, always be humble. Mm-mm. Nope, tried that. Always be gentle. Nope, tried that. But this is what God has asked of us. Because here's the thing. Can you imagine if just those of us in this room leaned into these things that are full of light, everything that we are hoping for the world to be, for it to be better, for people to be better, let's be better first. Let us be better. Let us lean into this. A great question to ask yourself every day with regards to the way we engage with our culture is, have I made every effort? Have I made every effort? Have I made every effort to understand the worldview or the come from someone that's not like me? Have I made every effort? Let's keep it real. Have we made every effort? When someone from the Republican Party says something you don't like, have you made every effort? When someone from the Democratic Party says something you don't like, have you made every effort that day? When somebody says something that doesn't make sense to you with regards to ethnicity, have you made every effort? Or have we made every effort to keep ourselves divided? We get to choose. I was telling a story the other day that I have a friend, a close friend of mine, and we love each other so much, but we see the world very differently. We share the same heart, and we share the same heart for Jesus and people. But like most people in the world, the way that we get to the same goal is different, right? And so when things happen in the world that I don't particularly care for, I call him and I say, I need you to talk me off the ledge. Because I know he thinks differently than I do. And I said, give me some perspective about what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing. Because I need some more information before I jump off the ledge. Right? And he shares things with me. We're not in conversation in order to make each other agree or disagree with each other, because that's not a conversation, by the way. That's control and manipulation. But he shares some things with me, I share some things with him, and I feel like I'm more informed. Right? I'm making every effort. Can you make every effort? Particularly around the issues of ethnicity. There are a lot of things that happen within our cultures and our people groups that lots of us, we don't understand because it hasn't been our come from. And that's all of us, we're human. That's just a human experience, right? But when we don't understand something, the scriptures seem to tell me that we need to lean into curiosity and honor, right? To ask questions, to be curious about the lives of someone else instead of just sitting in our own stuff. That's boring. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's just boring. And you just sit in your own, how you think about the world all the time. What a boring way to exist, right? We can handle it. We can handle the challenge of how somebody else sees the world. We can still handle it, and we can still hold what we see as well. We are wonderfully complex, right? Psalm 139 says we are fearfully, wonderfully made. This New Living Translation is the one that says we're wonderfully complex. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds like me. That probably sounds like you, right? You're very complex. But if you hear anything today, here's what I would say. Decide to be this person. Decide to be the person who leans in, who makes every effort, who decides to stand into every single gap that would divide us and to make it thinner, not wider. Make every effort to make the world better. Make every effort to add more beauty into your posts and your tweets. Yes, God sees that too. Make every effort to lead people towards light and life more abundantly, because we can know for sure that when we lean into those things, we are leaning into the characteristic of our Savior, because that's who he is. Christ is the great unifier. So let us, in our worlds that we're responsible for, let us lean in. If we say we're going to follow Christ, let's do it. Let's make a decision. Decide who you're going to be today. Who are you becoming? Do you know? Do you know who you're becoming? Because if you're not, I guarantee you that everything in the external world will write all over your life. If you enter the world each day as a clean slate, an empty canvas, I guarantee you somebody's going to pick up a paintball gun and put some color on it, right? In that way. When we go out into the world, we need to know, this is who I'm becoming. This is who I've decided to be today. This is how I'm going to see the world. I'm going to see the world like the Jesus that I say I follow sees. Make the decision today. I actually think you'll find more peace by just making the decision of who you will be. Because there's a lot going on. And the reason it's so hard is it's personal. The stuff we're dealing with right now, it's just personal. It hits us on so many different levels, and we're human. It should hit us personal. But we have to know that we always need to see through the filter of Christ. Honor your feelings, honor your come from, honor how you see the world, and then say, Lord, help me see this the way you want me to see this, right? And and that's not based on our opinions or our come from, like, what we can all agree on is that Ephesians 4 is the how of unity. And also, as Pastor Merle's been preaching, that anytime you lean into the fruits of the Spirit, you know that you are pleasing God. Isn't that cool? That's a promise. When we lean into those things, we know that we are pleasing God. I love that Galatians 5 passage at the end says, against these things, there is no law. Right? Which means you don't need to ask God if you need to be more kind. Please don't pray that. Please don't go to God and say, God, should I be more kind? Pray about something else. Pray about somebody who's sick in the church. Spend more time doing that. Right? Because he's already said yes. So let's decide today. If you hear anything else, let's decide that we will take up our cross every single day. Decide to follow him. And decide to lean into the people that we will be. Now, decide who you will be today when the next event erupts. Because there will be another one, by the way. I hate saying that. You know there's going to be another one? And then more after that? You know that, right? So decide now. Don't be caught off guard again. Don't be caught off guard like, oh, I didn't see this coming. No, it's coming. It's always been coming. It's coming. Decide who you will be. Decide how you will bring light into the world. Decide how you will be a gap filler. Decide who you will be after the election in November. Do it now, because you're going to be all up in your feelings in November, no matter what the outcome. You know what I'm saying? Decide who you will be today. So that way you'll already know. And you can lean in and be more and more like Jesus and see people and love people and make every effort to keep yourself united in the Spirit, binding yourself together with other believers with peace. And against those things, there is no law. It's a good day to be alive, isn't it? This is what we pray for. Let us lean in with persistence and being decisive about who we will be. Let's pray. Father, we trust you. And we thank you that, as Pastor Merle said earlier, that you don't love us any more or any less than you ever will right this moment. We don't have to earn your love, God. We don't have to earn forgiveness. We don't have to earn any of it. So Jesus, help us. Give us the courage we need to lean in these challenging times, Lord. Help us to get closer together rather than farther apart. Let an unbelieving world, Lord, look at the church and say, how are you all doing that? How are you all staying unified in the midst of a divisive world? Help us, Lord. Help us see what we cannot see in the flesh. Help us to see with the eyes of the Spirit. And we will be faithful to do what you've asked us to do, the aroma of Christ. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.